Speaking on this program is Brother Kevin Key.
God wants every soul to be saved. Why then is repentance impossible for some? This will be our last question for this evening. The grammatical structure actually defines the reason or the reasons from the book of Hebrews chapter 6 verses 4 through verse 16. We need to understand that these souls had tasted the heavenly gift. How had they tasted the heavenly gift? In part because the gospel had been proclaimed unto them. They had heard the good news that salvation is in Jesus Christ. But the idea that they have tasted it means that they have been able to consume it. It means that they've been able to relate with it, that they've experienced it. Well, what does that mean then? Not only have they heard, it also helps us to understand that they have been obedient to Christ in baptism. Yet at the same time, the context says that over time, they eventually fell by the wayside. I believe if you back up in the context of Hebrews chapter 6, all the way back over to Hebrews chapter 2, the Hebrews writer there exclaims that we need to take heed to the things that we have heard, lest we also drift away. If you go forward then, all the way over to the book of Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 26, the Hebrews writer there says that if we sin willful, there remains no more sacrifice for sin. These individuals, some of them, had abandoned their faith. How did it happen? I don't think that it happened overnight. It doesn't happen overnight today, but still people walk away from the Lord. These individuals had fallen by the wayside. And during the process, they had abandoned their faith. I think that that's important for us to explore a little bit. What does it mean to abandon your faith? It means that they had stopped believing. They had once believed, and that belief had led them to obedience in Christ. But now, for whatever reason, the weight of the world, maybe the atheist of the day, had gotten to them. And therefore, now they've stopped believing. They've walked away from God literally and personally. The Greek language is also very important. As you look to the idea that they say the writer says that they crucify to themselves the Son of God afresh. If you go to the original language, that's a present tense participle. What does that mean? It means that they kept on crucifying the Son of God afresh. It's nothing that they did once and then they stopped, but rather they were continually doing these things. But also, though, note, and they put him to an open shame. Again, it's a present tense participle. It would carry the same idea. They kept on putting him to an open shame. How? Because they had walked away from God. And now this has become their manner of life. They're now living according to the way of the Gentiles, according to those who are lost. Also, though, in the context, the participles represent action upon the verb. Note the context. They renew themselves again unto repentance. What's he say? He says they can indeed be forgiven if they will repent. The problem is that where they are in their life, they're not willing and ready to repent. They are going to continue to walk in that. And as long as they continue to walk in that, then they're not able to have God's forgiveness. And that would be true today. God stands willing and ready to forgive us of all unrighteousness if we will but come to Him according to the standards that He lays down for us. It may be that you're here with us tonight and you're outside of the body of Christ. You've never confessed Christ to be the Son of the living God. You've never submitted yourself to be baptized into Christ for the forgiveness of sin. If you're in that state tonight, we beg you to consider your ways and to understand that God has a way for you to be forgiven in Jesus Christ. And we want to encourage you to be baptized into Christ tonight before you would leave, that you might be raised from that watery grave of baptism, then to walk in newness of life. If you're here tonight and you are a member of the Lord's church and you've fallen away, you've allowed the cares of the world to weigh you down, you've allowed temptation to draw you back to living contrary to the will of God, we want you to know that we love you, God loves you, and God stands willing and ready to forgive you and to restore you back, yet at the same time, it requires that you, if you sin publicly, that you confess that sin publicly, and we will pray with you and for you. So if you're subject to the Lord's call in any way tonight, please come as together we stand.